For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This weekend, I'm going to Hartford, Connecticut to report on a drug symposium. The gentleman who's putting it all together, Mr. Cliff Thornton.
Coming up October 21st and 22nd, there will be a landmark conference sponsored by Aetna Insurance, presented by the City of Hartford, and hosted by Trinity College. The point of the Drug Policy Conference is to bring law enforcement groups, state agencies, state and city representatives, and national experts with creative talent to meet the drug war scourge head-on. The aim of the conference is to challenge these experts to tell us what resources are needed to increase success rates in efforts to reduce drug use and its associated social and criminal ramifications. We are looking for an audience of city policymakers, state agency representatives, legislators, caregivers from a wide range of social services, such as the medical providers, the representatives of problem-solving committees, and neighborhood organizations, which include church members and city residents. The goal of the conference is to provide up-to-the-minute information which would lead to the next steps and conclusions and discussions and community of activists for possible policy changes that will make a real difference in people's lives. This is Cliff Thornton for the Drug Truth Network.
If you'd like to learn more about this conference before or after, please visit Cliff's website, efficacy-online.org. Identify this jurisdiction by its drug laws. U.S. dollars and strong-arm tactics ensure that this nation leads the world in the production of opium. A former drug lord now occupies the National Office of Drug Czar, in control of the production of billions of opium poppies. His commerce provides financial support for the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and numerous other terrorist organizations. Deemed to be a great ally of the United States in the 90-year war on drugs, this is Afghanistan.
It's time to play Name That Drug by Its Side Effects.
Constipation, diarrhea, dizziness, drowsiness, itching, hair loss, sweating, swelling, thirst, vertigo, inflammation of the lung, kidney disease, congestive heart failure, and headaches. Time's up. The answer, Aleve for headaches. I urge you to listen to this week's half-hour radio programs from the Drug Truth Network. Century of Lies will feature Phil Smith of Corrupt Cop Story fame, who just returned from a trip to Afghanistan. And Cultural Baggage will feature Dr. Stanton Peel, the author of Seven Ways to Beat Addiction. And as always, if you'd like to hear any of our more than 150 radio programs, please visit drugtruth.net. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.